I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. On today's episode, we're featuring a special guest who will be participating in Ramp Your Recurring Revenue, a live event in New York, sponsored by Smashing the Plateau and Best Work, Inc. Our guest today is Myesha Walker. Myesha is a small business digital strategist, president of Message Medium, and a contributing editor for Inc. magazine. You can join Myesha, me, and other experts at our Ramp Your Recurring Revenue event on January 30th in New York. For more information, go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on the Media Events menu. Myesha, welcome back to Smashing the Plateau. It's great to be able to talk to you again in advance of our upcoming live event, Ramp Your Recurring Revenue. What caused you to explore a recurring revenue model for your business? Were you facing any struggles at the time?
Well, yes, actually, which is, I suppose is going to be a common story from a lot of business owners. So for us, you know, just the volatility in our revenue when we were not doing recurring revenue was really hampering our ability to grow as a business. Because when you're constantly looking for new clients, it becomes a lot more difficult to focus on everything else in your business.
So what were the first steps that you took?
I really sat down and tried to figure out whether or not the marketplace that I was operating in would sustain some sort of recurring revenue model, and what would that be? As a service-based business, it's a little bit different from a product or a software as a service. So I really had to look at what kinds of businesses or companies made the most sense for me to look at in terms of they could actually sustain recurring revenue or recurring payments to us, what price points made the most sense, and which of our services would work in a package that would make sense for a recurring revenue model.
And what kinds of analogous businesses did you find when you were trying to look at models?
So I actually looked a lot at PR firms who in my industry, since I'm in digital marketing, they're not necessarily digital marketers, but they service a similar kind of client, a client that is interested in growth, interested in attracting more business, interested in being more visible. So PR firms were a great analogous business to look at. I also looked at other digital marketers. While there weren't a lot of them that were in a recurring revenue model yet, there were a couple. And so it was interesting to see what they were doing. I think those were the main two. I know I looked across sort of a smattering of other kinds of consulting businesses. And I experimented a lot, actually, over several years with different kinds of recurring revenue models until I landed on the one that made the most sense.
Mm. And what can you share with us about the revenue model that ended up being the one that seemed to work the best?
So for us, it was providing a very specific package of services that clients could acquire on a monthly basis. And those, when it came to those services, we were fairly open in terms of what could and could not be included. So a company comes to us and basically leverages our services as their digital marketing team. So instead of needing to go out and finding a web developer and a graphic designer and an SEO expert and a search advertising expert and someone who does social media content and maybe someone else who does social media ads, someone who can do analytics for them to track all of this and tie everything together, email marketing, marketing automation. So instead of finding separate businesses for all of those, companies can, or hiring an entire team for all of those, companies can come to us and have all of those skills under one roof and use as much as little of it as needed. We found that for certain kinds of businesses, that was really appealing. And the pricing for that, because they're not hiring entire teams with all of those skills, the pricing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So in essence, you're making it really easy for your clients to get the kind of support they need in a whole range of areas.
Exactly. Exactly. And it doesn't necessarily make sense for, so this is interesting. When I first started, I was saying that I experimented with different kinds of recurring revenue models. My very first was working on a pure consulting basis where I would charge a certain amount of money once a month or every other month. And it would be basically be just me consulting with the small business owner. So I still do that, but a lot less. I find that the businesses that are really going to leverage our team are the small businesses that are a little bit bigger. You know, they're basically successful businesses already, but they're looking to very aggressively grow. And that's where having an entire digital marketing team at their disposal makes a lot of financial sense. For the smaller businesses, you know, the one or two person businesses, I still do the consulting recurring model where we meet monthly or quarterly or every other month. But that, and I love working with those businesses. But they do make up a smaller portion of our recurring revenue clients.
Yeah, that's really interesting. How did your own creativity play a role in the way you developed your recurring revenue model?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define the term creativity, David. I think that I, you know, the experimentation phase certainly involved thinking about, you know, which clients and which kinds of businesses that I want to focus on, what price points were we going to look at, what services would and would not be included, how do we package them, how do I manage making sure that we're not overspending. So it's much easier to stay on budget when it's just me consulting, but when I have a whole team of people who are providing these services to my clients, it makes it a little bit trickier to make sure that I'm managing their time so that we're staying on budget for that, you know, recurring revenue that we're receiving. So I think the creativity was really more in just figuring out exactly how to package things, how to price things, and then how to make sure that we're operating in a way that's efficient and stays on budget.
That makes sense. And then how do you make sure that you're revenue is actually recurring, not just month over month, but year over year?
So that really focuses. So our model is with clients, it's a monthly retainer. So what really helps us to make sure that those monthly retainers continue is just the quality of service. So just making sure, A, that we have approached the right companies to become our recurring revenue clients. If it's the wrong business, or the business doesn't really have the bandwidth to handle a recurring revenue model, then that's, you know, you lose clients more quickly. So we really are looking for businesses that are very interested in building their digital platform and maintaining it, where we become more of a partner in helping them to grow. Now, obviously, at a certain point, the business may grow beyond the need to outsource this. They may grow with our help so much that they actually can afford to bring on an entire digital team. That's a wonderful time for us to lose a client. We're more than happy when that happens. But otherwise, it's really a matter of just making sure we're targeting and working with the right businesses at the right size so that they actually can sustain the recurring model in a way that actually helps their business to grow.
That makes sense. And Maisha, it sounds like your own activities of what you personally have done in your business have changed as you develop this recurring revenue model? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So they have. Initially, of course, it was experimenting with, like I said, different pricing models and what were we going to include. I think over time, once we kind of settled on, okay, we've got two different price tiers. And the second tier has, a lot of room to get bigger or smaller based on how quickly businesses need to ramp up their digital marketing and how many different digital channels we include at a time. So, are we just doing Facebook ads? Are we doing Facebook ads and email marketing? So we've experimented a lot with that, but also internally, we have experimented a lot with how do we structure the team in order to make sure that we're delivering on this model in the most efficient way possible. How do we make sure that we're packing as much as we can into that monthly retainer to give clients the absolute best experience and best results? And then internally, how do we also structure ourselves so that, and this is one of the great things I find about this recurring revenue, is that we can create structures and systems internally that allow us to really streamline our processes internally and help us to be even better organized, which again, if we're more organized and more streamlined and efficient, we can do things faster, and that allows us to then do more for our clients and also do more in a more organized fashion. So I would say the biggest change for us has been in this recurring revenue enabling us to also be more efficient and get more done for our clients.
How do you feel about your business now that you've established this recurring revenue model compared to the way you felt about it before you had recurring revenue?
Yeah. So obviously, or maybe this isn't so obvious, but one of the also greatest things about this recurring model is there's very little volatility in our revenue, which makes the business far more predictable. I can forecast. It also has allowed us to grow our team because we know that there is going to be a certain amount of business and a certain amount of work that needs to get done on a monthly basis. So it has allowed me to not only focus my energy more on growing the team, but also it's allowed us to grow the team because we know that there's just going to be a certain amount of work to get done. So that's been really wonderful. And it's also, when you have folks that are working with you, it's really nice to be able to know that, to be able to bring in people that can rely on a consistent amount of income from my business. So that's also just been a pleasure and a joy to be able to provide that for other people in my field. So I think that's been the less volatility, the ability to grow the business and bring in team members who can rely on the income that we're providing as a business and helping these clients to grow their businesses. And it's definitely a lot less stressful as a business owner when your revenue is a lot more predictable.
Right. And it sounds like there have been great benefits for your life in general as a result of this shift.
Absolutely. I highly recommend for anyone who is considering it to just start experimenting with it now. We didn't just sort of flip a switch and decide we were going to do recurring revenue, and then everything just kind of came out rosy. We, like I said, experimented for several years. I got advice from my advisors and mentors. We tried certain things with clients that just didn't work. But you want to fail fast, right? And fail often so that you can get to what's really going to work. So I would really encourage anyone who's listening to try to experiment with that as soon as possible, as early as possible, so that you can more quickly get to what's actually going to work.
That's great advice. Well, at our upcoming event, we'll be hearing more from Maisha as well as from our other expert panelists, and those include Elaine Pofeld, journalist, content strategist, blogger, ghostwriter and author of The $1 Million One-Person Business, Make Great Money, Work the Way You Like, and Have the Life You Want. We'll also be hearing from Nina Kaufman, a seasoned strategist, award-winning business attorney, speaker, and founder of BusinessExponential.com. And finally, we'll be hearing from Nella Barkley, who is the co-founder of Best Work, Inc. and president of Crystal Barkley Corporation. She has transformed the lives of thousands of individuals and helped hundreds of organizations use life work design to do meaningful work that delivers maximum value. So, Maisha, what would you say is the ideal outcome that you'd hope for listeners who attend our event?
I would love for them to, a couple of things. One, just get started. Like I said, start experimenting now. Start figuring out what your first kind of recurring revenue package or product or service is going to be, and just get it out, get it to market, so that you can learn more about what is and isn't going to work. And then obviously the ideal outcome is that for whoever this makes sense for, that they'll actually transition to this model. And it doesn't mean that you only do recurring revenue work. But having that recurring revenue as a part, at least a part of what your business does, I think is incredibly empowering as a business owner, and really enables your business to scale and grow in a much more predictable way. So I hope that everyone, at least if it makes sense for you, finds a way to work a bit of that recurring revenue into your business model.
Sounds great. Maisha, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
So you can visit our website at messagemedium.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, all under either Maisha Walker or under Message Medium. And I'm happy to connect with anyone on any of those channels.
Sounds great. Well, Maisha, thank you so much for taking the time to join us for this special episode of Smashing the Plateau. I look forward to hearing more from you at Ramp Your Recurring Revenue, our upcoming live event on January 30th in New York, sponsored by Smashing the Plateau and Best Work. For more information about the event, go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on the Media Events menu. Listeners, if you have any questions about our upcoming event, please feel free to email me directly, david@smashingtheplateau.com. Our guest today has been Maisha Walker, small business digital strategist, president of Message Medium, and a contributing editor for Inc. magazine. Thank you again, Maisha, for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, David.